Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to speak with Central College Professor of Economics, Brian Peterson, about the fiscal cliff. Brian, today we're going to be talking about an issue that's on a lot of people's minds. We're going to be talking about the fiscal cliff. But for those listeners who may not know what that is, can you explain it in a nutshell?
Sure. Well, last year when the issues with the debt ceiling were coming up, a group of Congress people got together trying to identify ways that they could lower the deficit. And they ultimately decided that if without a solution that they were going to implement by December 31st of 2012, increases in taxes and cuts in spending on the order of about 5 to 6% of GDP. This was designed to be a penalty or an incentive in order to get them to reach some kind of a conclusion about how to lower the debt. Well, that failed. These changes were left on the books. So now December 31st, what we're looking at is the expiration of the Bush-era tax cuts, the elimination of the payroll tax holiday that we've had for the last 2 years, and relatively across the board cuts in spending. Again, to the tune of about 5 to 6% of GDP.
And so what happens to the economy as a whole if this goes into place? Does it get thrown into shambles immediately and we go into a recession, or is it slower than that?
Well, it's going to be slower than that because all of these changes will be designed for the 2013 taxes, which ultimately don't come due until April 15th of 2014. Now, that isn't to say that some of the changes might start to be felt immediately. For example, the payroll tax holiday, there are 2 percentage points that weren't taken out for Social Security and Medicare and so forth. When those go back in, people will see immediately increases in taxes taken out, reductions in their take-home on the order of maybe $20 to $40 a week. So, but by and large, the effect that we're going to see right away isn't going to be that great.
So what are the issues that Congress is throwing around that are keeping any decisions being made from stopping this fiscal cliff?
Well, what you're seeing are people who are they're breaking along ideological lines by and large, and this is the problem when politics gets involved in economics. President Obama has indicated that he ran on the policy of raising taxes on the top 2%, and he's drawn a line in the sand. He will not accept any deal that doesn't have that. Republicans have relented to some extent. They were always saying no new tax revenues. They had been saying that they would accept revenues, but not necessarily increased rates. So they might be open to, say, closing loopholes, eliminating deductions, eliminating things like the deduction for charitable contributions or for mortgage interest, things like that. Now we've been seeing more and more people coming out and saying maybe the tax increases on the wealthiest wouldn't be that much of a problem, because what would then allow us to do is to start thinking about overall changes to tax policy and to spending policy.
So the Democrats want tax raises for the top 2%. The Republicans want spending cuts. Isn't that what the fiscal cliff is in itself?
Yes, in and of itself. The biggest issue with the cliff is that if we do nothing about it, changes on that order that quickly can be very harmful to the economy. Now, if we took those cuts in spending and those increases in taxes and spread them out over, say, 2 years, that's a far different story than saying all of these things start getting implemented January 1st. Because by the end of the year, if nothing happens, then there is going to be some fairly significant loss in growth.
So what do you think the odds are that the fiscal that will come to January 1st without a decision that stops this?
Oh no, they will come to a decision. What I've been seeing at this point, we will have the expiration of the tax cuts on the wealthiest 2%, those will disappear. So President Obama will get his wish of raising tax on the top 2%. We'll see continued tax cuts for everyone else. But I think this will also signal a willingness to start thinking about entitlement spending, growth in things like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and maybe even a discussion on overall tax policy.
Is that something that we need?
Yeah, I think it is something that we need. I think that Social Security, for example, Social Security has become something that it was never intended to be. That Social Security was originally created as a way of identifying a safety net for people who all of a sudden discovered they didn't have enough. So, I mean, think of the people who lost their savings to Enron. What are they going to do now that they have to retire? Social Security was intended to be that kind of a social safety net, much the same way you have housing insurance, but you never use it, except that you hope that once you need it, it's there. Social Security be the same thing, but we've started to identify it as some kind of an annuity that is due to me once I retire. Those sorts of things can be changed. Tax policy. Since we created the income tax, we have added to the income tax in doing so, created a system that when you take a step back, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So, I mean, in other words, we created an income tax because it was a way to generate revenue for World War I. Huge revenue generator, because you really can't hide income very well the way you can, you know, for example, actually, I shouldn't say you elude the sales tax, right? You buy things online, it's not subject to the sales tax. Income doesn't have that luxury. But then we started thinking, well, but we want people to live the American dream and own their own home. Well, okay, so let's give you a deduction for mortgage interest. Well, we want to give you an incentive to adopt. So we'll give you an adoption tax credit. We'll add all of these things on. So by the time you stop and look at it all, it looks like something that if you were starting from scratch, it's not something you'd ever do. So I think that there's a lot of room to play with changes in tax policy. There's a lot of room to change the way we do social spending and also bring down the deficit.
How quickly do changes like these that affect the economy as a whole, how quickly does that trickle down towards small communities like we have in Marion County?
Well, it depends on what it is. For example, if the payroll tax holiday that we've had isn't continued, then our disposable income is going to fall. That's going to affect people on the local level immediately. Not significantly, but will affect it immediately because people will be spending less and so on. On other things, it will take a little bit longer to see those things get carried through.
All right. Well, thanks for talking with me today, and we'll see how this plays out in the next couple of weeks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Central College economist Brian Peterson. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.